He stayed at a hotel where the disease spread to 4 more people. When these people left the hotel and returned home, they spread the disease to Canada, Hong Kong, Vietnam, and Singapore. Over 9 months, the number of global cases surpassed 8,000, and 774 people died. Although these numbers are much smaller than the number for other diseases, such as TB or flu, which kills millions every year, the outbreak was still very alarming for a few key reasons. No one really knew much about SARS, as it was completely new to physicians. Doctors weren't sure how to treat it or prevent it, and since most people had no natural defenses against the disease, it was also harmful to the doctors and nurses treating the SARS patients. Hospital staff, especially nurses, made up 21% of the cases. Although aspects of modern life, such as widespread air travel, allowed the SARS epidemic to quickly expand across the globe, other aspects, such as improved communication technology and improved medical research techniques, allowed health experts the world over to share knowledge and work together to stop the virus in its tracks.